The gospel today takes us to the shore of the Sea of Galilee, where a group of tired fishermen are cleaning their nets. It had been a long, fruitless night, and they had done everything they knew how to do, yet the nets came up empty. We can see this moment, probably for Simon. It was a moment of frustration, maybe even questioning whether his efforts were worthy. He had given his best, and still he had nothing to show for it. It is precisely at that moment that Jesus steps into his boat. And Jesus teaches the crowds from the boat. But then he does something unexpected. He turns to Simon and says, "Pour out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." We can imagine Peter hesitating. He knows these waters. He knows fishing, and everything in his experience tells him this will not work. And this is a so common reaction. But then something remarkable happens, because Peter said, "Master, we have worked all night long, but if you say so, I will let down their nets." And here we have an important aspect of our faith. Because in our human nature, usually we believe in our perception, in our vision, and in our experience. And usually we say, "I know, it doesn't work. I have seen this before," or "I have tried this before." And it's a very, very common and natural reaction. And at the church, sometimes it's the same. It's the same. Because sometimes we see this kind of comment: "I have been doing this for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And I have the experience. I know that it doesn't work." But the most important thing, the authority of the church and of the church tradition and teaching don't come from our own experience about something related with the church. It comes from the Word of God. It comes from the grace of the Holy Spirit. Maybe sometimes we think, "Oh, probably this is not the best thing. I have tried this before." But if we believe that this is the path, this is the journey, and if we follow this inspiration that comes from God, probably the results can be different. But this approach requires faith, and more faith in the Word of God than the faith in our own word or in our own experience. Experience, it is important, obviously, but at the church, the reality is different, because we always have the assistance of the Holy Spirit. And we don't know what kind of grace or reality the Holy Spirit wants to bring at this moment. And sometimes with our family, or maybe at work, in our job, maybe there with our colleagues or with a boss, maybe something different can happen. But it's important to keep alive the faith. It's important to keep in our heart and mind this truth. There is a grace that comes from God, and this grace is beyond my understanding. And we are invited to believe in more than what we can see. Because if I can see everything in my journey, I don't need faith. Faith is required when we don't know, when we don't understand, when the things are not clear, and we have to believe. And with the consistency of our journey, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, probably, we can go deeper in our spiritual experience. And for me, as I have said in different moments here, this aspect is so important, this aspect of our faith, because this aspect talks about the divine will, talks about a journey beyond our understanding. And we can't imagine in advance what God has for each of us, And I truly believe that the church has to be guided by this grace. Obviously, we have a history, we have a tradition that we bring, but the Holy Spirit can always present something new, something that can show us a different path and journey for our life and for our community, And may God bless all of us, And next week, next Saturday and Sunday, I will present to you something that for me, it will be a clear sign that God is always at work and that God works beyond our expectation and beyond our understanding. And next Sunday, I will be here again and talk about this reality, what God has done here in our community for us, open a new path of hope and grace for our community. And may God bless all of us, Amen.